So I just want to share my experience in sitting meditation.
Yes.
I had this feeling of very calm mind, like samadhi, very calm mind,
calm mind.
And it was so calm and peaceful that suddenly I found out the breath was also very relaxed breath,
right.
Breathing.
Free.
Yes, very free breathing, like very deep. Mm. There was a pause, a break between in-breath and out-breath. Mm. And suddenly when there was this pause, So I suddenly found out that there is a fear of in-breath, uh-huh. That the in-breath will disturb this peacefulness. So, and I
fear about
this in-breath will disturb this peaceful state
peaceful
of mind.
State. Oh,
okay. And then,
okay. And but you can learn.
Yes,
you fear?
Yes, I found out that
very,
this is
obvious,
yeah.
Right?
It was very funny, and I found out that this was just the mind perception that this peace.
The mind.
The mind was like attached to this
peacefulness. Yeah.
So I found out that this is like silly, stupid. That why should I be afraid to breathe?
Right. Yes. Right. So this is when this something happened, changing. If you're ready, you can learn something. You immediately you can understand why it caused. Mm-hmm. Why is the fear come? Because of attachment.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. That's how.
Obviously, nothing very important, but this is fear.
So for the future. I double check the state of mind when there is this
every time present and unpresent. Very sure, craving aversion is there. Mm-hmm. Not obviously, but unconsciously they are there. But you don't know unconscious. That's why the inside the joy enjoying very well. Only you know the fear is arising. Then you know.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So that means is next time how to do? What do you get the lesson next time? How to practice? It is very calm, this state calm, how to do?
So I checked the state of mind.
Yeah, like attitude.
The attitude.
This experience, what attitude, what state of mind, what reaction have or not about this experience? Checking, more careful, because of this is most of the, you, immediately you don't know. Right? Maybe they happen. There's a craving, but you're not sure. So next time, be careful. This is a learn from experience. Yes. Next time, if you are awake, whatever happening immediately, you get the lesson. To learn the lesson. Next time, how to practice also. Immediately, you learn something. Yeah, should be. This is awakening. That must be awake. If you enjoy, so you cannot learn anything. Boom, fear and...
Yes, I also learned that it's not very important how the mind feels. But what is the
just
attitude?
Object, just a state of mind,
yes.
Right? Yes.
Because sometimes I have during the day, I was disturbed by some thoughts or something, and the mind felt very nervous.
Right.
And I also felt this urge to let it go away. This state of mind.
You want to go away.
I wanted to go away. This disturbed.
Want to this, get
yes.
rid of it. Yeah.
But later I discovered that I can't change it. It's just nature.
Yes.
So I can't do anything about
right.
it, just observe.
Right. I use the question, some question is necessary or not. This is you understanding this unnecessary. Right? Not necessary to fear, not necessary to get rid of it. This also some kind of understanding. This necessary or not is a more understanding, deeper. If you are more understanding about everything, then you can say this unnecessary. This is part of this.
Okay.
Yes. Any experience come. If you are awake, that is a wisdom, is a present. That means that kind of mind is a meditative mind. Ready. Very awake. Then what's something happening, then you learn something.
So always checking. The mind is always
yes.
checking.
Yes, right.
Doesn't believe what
yes.
the mind says.
Yes. Doesn't believe what the mind say. Yeah, wisdom nature is never believe. He always check it. Not sure. Maybe something happened. Checking again and again, better and better. If you have, you can see. Right? Checking. If you don't have, also you very clearly not have. Checking is better. Wisdom nature is not never believe. He's not believing is he know. Believe is sometimes he don't know. Wisdom nature is not believing. He's checking again and more sure and sure. One time, I saw this story, right? Mosquito bite. Right? The same. That time he aware of his mind, but that's a not open mind. He sent the meter about the mosquito, well, when he's covered, so he cannot see the nature. But he think is he not angry. Then mosquito caught the spider net, then he noticed his mind is very happy.
But I also find out that using these questions, when I was doing walking meditation, I was all the time asking questions, all the time, like, how is the mind feeling, what is it doing?
Yes. Careful, asking, mindful, that's all.
Yes, but I found out that I was asking too much.
Yes, that's also unstable.
And I become to be...
Nervous.
Tensed.
Tensed, right, too much. Then you know the limit.
Too much asking.
Yes, this is the experience teaching you how much you need to do this, applying, how much you need to ask, how much you need to do as effort. This is showing you. If you over, the situation show you. So this is, you can learn from your experience.
But in fact, it was not only from experience. I also logically, like somehow, told to myself that I have been practicing for a couple of days, and mindfulness should have momentum.
Yeah.
So I just let it be this asking, and still the mind was recognizing objects.
Yes. This is a limit. Understanding the limit is a wisdom. Less or over. You know this. First, he not realize. Over. Sometimes over. Sometimes less. He know that is over. This also understand. Less also understand. Then slowly he can find the limit. These two extreme is show you to how to come to the middle way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, very nice, very interesting.
From the past, we have experienced behaving from self.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried several times to watch this feeling of self with awareness. Is it okay to take
pay
attention?
Actually, is you can say self is a wrong idea. Yeah. Feeling is a feeling, not feeling. Self is a wrong idea. You know there's a wrong idea. That's enough.
Yep.
Then?
Yeah, but
you need to recognize there is a self.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So,
sure.
As a subject for meditation?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
If you should know there is a self, there is a self.
Okay.
If there is no self, very sure.
Difficult to find.
No, very sure. When you realize there is no self, there is no self.
Yeah. That's okay.
Because you are sure, you are very aware this is real, this is happening or not happening. Must be very well. Yeah.
Usually this meditation end up in peace. Nothing was there.
Huh? Peace.
This meditation, where the subject was the feeling of self at the beginning, finally finished as a peace. Nothing was there.
No, not target anything. Just process. See the process. Aware the process. Naturally, he understand. The mind wisdom arising, the mind understand.
Okay.
Not target. Never, when you meditate, don't fix the future.
Okay.
Not target to what you go there. Then you are close. Open. Yeah. And learn more.
Yeah. It was not done this way.
Before we are young, we talk, I want to go this state, very, a lot of craving.
Yeah.
You fix the situation. This is a target. Then you try to do this. Then you cannot know anything. Everything comes, you're not interested. Mm-hmm. Because of your target is.
Right. Okay, not doing this way. Some sharing.
Yeah, right. Good. This sharing, then I can explore more.
Last few meditations, I realized resistance behind. Today was very subtle, very soft, somewhere.
Resistant.
Yeah, very soft resistance.
About what?
Then I, yeah. Okay. First about the meditation itself.
Oh, you are resist to meditate.
No, I had the feeling somewhere down.
Sure, everybody have.
Yeah. I don't know if everybody, but I found myself.
Intensity changing, that's all. Intensity strong or weak.
So
because divine mind don't like.
Yeah.
Divine mind don't like meditate.
Definitely. Because of so I paid attention to the resistance.
Right.
Even it was very soft. Mm-hmm. So it became more clear, more visible.
Right, more obvious.
Obvious, yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, good word.
Because I only understand this
word. Yeah. This is why it's good word, yeah.
Then?
And then there was a question, why?
Yes.
Or what's behind?
Right, whatever.
Yeah. It was whatever.
Any question coming is okay.
Yeah. And then it changed, and then I saw several types of cause of this resistance.
Okay.
And still I saw it as a nature. I was not identified.
Okay.
But still, I felt there was something like childish mind, suffering, not being able to defend himself, and not having courage to fight with life. And so on. There have been more different feelings different feelings. They rose. They've been strong. They disappeared slowly. Another different feelings rose and disappeared. All the time was this kind of feeling of something young. And finally, after maybe 20 minutes, and it was quite heavy, I should say. Still, I was watching, but they've been pain sometimes and mental pain and so on. And finally, it calmed down, and knees stopped. You know, pain in knees, and it was okay. Then meditation was okay then, without resistance.
Yeah, before also okay.
Before small resistance. Yeah, before,
right. If you are aware of the small resistance, also okay.
Yeah, it was.
Yes,
right. Maybe I shouldn't ask, maybe.
Right.
Okay. I just would like to hear if this is normal, because it's not usual.
Because
meditation.
Your mind have some, under your mind understand already nature is nature.
Yeah.
Very well. That's why it's easy to accept, watch. It's interesting.
Yeah. But this was not usual meditation. So my question is, if it's the normal way, how it should go?
Yeah, right. Should be like this.
Okay. Anybody else?
Share something. Share something. Yeah, the whole day you have experienced a lot. Yeah. Oh, he's new.
Yeah, I came yesterday.
So hello. Okay.
Today I was sitting in a meditation and there came a fly on my nose.
Oh, very rare. In Alabama, a lot. Here fly very rare. Luckily, it come to you. Then.
And I immediately did this because it was not pleasant. And my awareness was not there. It was like automatic.
Automatic. Mm.
Yeah. And
so automatic reaction is I'm wholesome. There is a because of deluded, no wisdom anymore. Because of old pattern. They have no choice. This we call automatic reaction is we call push button system. Ding, push button system.
Push button system.
Ding dong. Ding dong. Like, no choice. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of deluded, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then there are two questions to this. One is like similar thing is when I'm thinking, sometimes I'm caught in the process and I was not aware. But then after the moment, either after the fly or after the thinking process, I can remember what was there. I know that the fly came and I did this. And then or I was thinking about something and I know what I was thinking about.
That means it's a mind know already. You know? That's why you remember very well, right?
But I don't know if the awareness
there. Yeah, you not recognize the awareness present, but the mind know already. That's why you can call back. Naturally, the mind know what's happening, or natural way. Awareness is more sure. Awareness is more recognized this is happening. Natural process is happening already. So that's why I said the mind, unconsciously, the mind can know. This is the nature of the mind. The mind know already, but not awareness. What happening? He knows what happening. Only concept. That's why you can recall very clearly.
So my question was whether,
you pretty much explained. There's no awareness. There is no awareness, but natural process happening.
So, we remember everything, or like
the normal consciousness. This is a normal consciousness, automatic happening.
Okay.
If you are aware, then you know very clearly this as objectively. You know. Now the mind know, but not awareness. That's why you not see the objectively. Understand?
Objectively, like
As an object, and you see it as an object.
Okay.
Right. Now the mind do itself.
Okay.
But you don't know the objectively, because of no awareness.
So it knows the.
If your awareness is there, then you can know this is object. Okay. The process become object. Now process happening, but. No awareness, so that's why no object. But he do himself.
No object, only concept. Knowing the concept.
Yes, normal mind is happening. Okay. Natural process happening.
And can the mind be so aware all the time that it even when the fly comes or something would like punch me, then would I be possible to be aware so quickly if it would come so suddenly?
Right, the unconscious response is already there.
But the conscious, the awareness,
yes.
If I would be
not
real...
Not aware. This is a consciousness happening itself. But awareness, you must practice and make habit.
And can someone be so aware that when it comes so quickly...
Then you know the whole process immediately, very fast. And very how fast, if your awareness is very sharp, how fast do you know? Awareness can see the process, everything. If your awareness is very sharp.
Okay.
When my experience, one time I practice in my room, there's nobody there. Night time, maybe 1 a.m. There's in the forest. So my goodie, behind my goodie is many tree. So window have some sound, like somebody crushing. I hear, mine is a process, is a... When I hear the sound, the mind start to think this is a ghost. Something. Ghost. Then because of this thinking, the fear come. Then the wolf rush. This is so fast. Only hear the sound and wolf rush coming is nearly simultaneous. But when I see the whole process, after this wolf rush finish, everything gone. no more fear anymore because awareness is very sharp. The happening itself proved what the whole process happening. But awareness ready, very awake. So he saw that the whole process he saw very clearly, very fast, but understand very well. Mm-hmm. This is the wisdom is awake. So awareness can see this whole process. Even you, the mind know this, you can know. You are not aware, but the mind can know. If you are aware more clearly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
So I don't, this is maybe a similar topic.
I want to tell you one story. One guy in our filming center, he practiced, then fly come to state his hand, then he watch, then he said, the fly beat to me, and fly. So I said, how do you know this the so subtle? Because of cold. This is imagination. You cannot know how the fly pee or not. So funny. Okay, go.
just to be clear. So we basically have two types of objects, if I understand it well.
What?
Two types of objects.
Okay.
One is concepts, and the other one is natural process. Huh? Is it?
Say again. Two types of concepts?
Objects.
Object.
One is concept.
Yeah, one is reality.
Reality.
Yes, right.
Natural process.
Yes, right.
So is it possible that we watch both at the same time?
Yes, very sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Sanya, he do his job. Wisdom, he do his job. They happen together.
So it's better to watch both?
Huh?
It's better to watch both?
If you can.
Yes. If
ability to know is okay.
Yeah.
This is you cannot choice. This is a nature is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you can watch both, you can normally watch concept, but if you can also watch
the That's same. Why the daily life working very well. That kind of understanding daily life very well. Daily activity also do very well. And with meditating also very well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And maybe I also have some confusion about the senses or sense doors.
Mm-hmm.
And the contact.
Because...
Mm-hmm. Or maybe is there a difference between, you know, functionally, between five external doors and the mind door?
External door.
Like eye.
Eye, oh, okay, mind door is inside.
Five
okay.
And one, six.
Right. Five external door is in the physical. Mind door is in the mind.
Yeah.
So?
Is there a difference or?
Different.
In the functionality, or maybe...
happening different.
Well, basically all the objects from the physical doors
mm-hmm.
end up at the mind door anyway, is it?
No.
No?
No. This is six, five sense door is happening in the sense door.
Only?
But, yeah. Mind door is mind door.
Mm. Okay, so the sound, it's just
but
happening.
But you can know this in the mind.
Yes.
But theoretically, this consciousness happening eye door, not mind door.
Mm-hmm.
But you can experience in the mind, that's all.
Yeah.
Right.
So
but this is a theory. This is you need to know. This five sense door, the consciousness happening in the five sense door. Mind door is different. He's a Hadia word too. This base, Hadia word too, this is mind base.
Mind base.
Mind base. This, the eye consciousness is not happening in the mind though. But you cannot, this is a theory. You can see that in the mind, that's enough.
Okay, but right. So you have this eye contact,
mm-hmm.
and then you can have some idea from that contact, and it's on the
mind process happening.
Yeah. On the mind though.
Yeah, different mind.
Different process.
Different mindset.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Thank you.
I just want to ask more about the experience he had with remembering, not objectively, but remembering what happened. Can we use this use it as an information for further thinking about
sometime
what happened?
Sometimes you can learn from your past, right? If you remember, it sometimes appear, right?
Okay.
One time I learned from my past. I remember them when I'm young. I remember my karma. That time I realized what state of mind happening. But that time I'm drunk. I'm not aware. Why I'm now very clearly knowing every state. That time I'm not aware. Why now your mind understand very well about what state of mind and you communicate other people? Every mind, very clearly.
Because the mind was recording every moment.
Yes, but that time you are not aware.
Oh, yes.
But the nature is working. I want to tell you, the nature is working. The unconscious mind, the mind is all the time. You are naturally here, they are working. But now you have a samadhi, wisdom. That's why the mind very clearly. That time, I don't understand that mind happening. Very far, very long ago. But now, very clearly, any idea, attitude, any thought, remember. Because of now, the mind door is clear. So because of samadhi, he remember every detail. Every detail.
So can the mind learn from the process
yes.
before and now you...
That's why I said, that time I understanding the sanya, how to walk. Because of sanya, walking that time, now I just remember everything. You are drunk or not, where sanya is walking.
Yeah. So it's good to have samadhi.
Huh?
It's good to have samadhi, to have a clear mind.
You already have samadhi now. If you are now meditating, your mind have samadhi. You have a right view. That's why the mind is no craving, no aversion. That is a samadhi. No attachment, no aversion. There's mind already stable, clear.
So no mistakes. We don't less mistakes. We do less mistakes. We do the right thing, right action we do. We say right words.
Yes, because of, this is because I understand, yes. Not because of samadhi. Mm-hmm. You doing right thing is because I understand. Yeah. And samadhi also right samadhi at that time. This samadhi comes from the right view, right understanding, not because of concentration. But if you continue awareness, also the same. Continue the awareness, make the mind calm down. This also samadhi.
From my practice, I always have strong tendency to force my awareness.
Mm.
What helped me, I discovered that when
yes,
I...
Discover, very good. I like this part. Discover. We are Discover Channel. Okay. Yeah.
When I... allow myself to trust in the moment, in
right.
the, what is happening,
yes.
then it's easier. There I don't need to force my awareness so much.
Yes, yes.
And
right,
I can...
Right.
I could see sadha.
Yes, right. Every understanding arising immediately behind the faith is, must become. Sadha must be followed. Yeah, this
so
right understanding.
It was very nice. I very clearly
because of discovery means you don't know before.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you are discovering new channel, if you are discovering new things, the mind is so excited and not excited, interesting, mm-hmm. and also the more bright want to be bright this more because this is a nature wisdom is increased. This is a nature, right?
So when I saw that when is sadha, when is trust in the present moment,
yeah.
I don't need force my awareness. It's very natural then.
Right. No need to too much to mindful.
Yeah.
Right.
Nothing to do, just
that is the more important to understanding the way to practice. That is more important.
That's all. I just wanted to share it.
One question.
Yeah. So yogi discovery or notice? That's very good. Notice also you before you don't notice, now you notice. Discovery also you don't know before, now you discover, you find out.
Right. I discovered this in a retreat before, but now I discovered it again. I forgot this.
But forget. You already forget. You are not practiced long time. So if you practice, then come back. Yeah. For you, very new. Because of this is old story.
Today, shortly after there's been start of meditation, in mind, thoughts started to come. Thoughts. So I just, there'd been awareness of them. Mm. And then it was clear, I was a little bit surprised because it was clear it's a meditation planning, that thinking how to meditate. But it was done, you know,
already.
Without... I didn't prepare to do so.
The mind was already prepared, right?
It was first time, I was quite surprised.
But right, yeah.
Okay, that could happen.
You think this preparing, intentionally thinking is you.
Yeah.
Actually, the mind do itself.
It was interesting. could you explain a little bit more? You usually give us three different instructions to people, sometimes for the same question.
Okay.
When somebody says, for example, in meditation I have a fear, somebody says.
Right.
Sometimes you say, just pay attention to it.
Uh-huh.
If you can't change for body.
Don't run away.
Yeah. But still. The second is face it,
and
third, challenge it.
Yeah.
Could you explain the difference?
What? Face it and challenging? The same. Face and challenge, it mean challenge.
Okay.
This is challenging.
Okay. Right. I thought it's a difference.
No. Not different. Face to learn from this. Right. Challenging means don't run away. Yeah.
Okay.
The same meaning.
Okay. And then the last time...
Sometimes I said people a little bit run away and face again, right? Depend on yogi.
Yeah.
They cannot handle this. They are not very skillful to watch directly. Then you need to run a little bit away for a neutral object.
Yeah.
Because they're too strong. Yeah. You cannot face. You need to build up your strength first. Then your mind become a little bit strength, they calm down, then you watch again.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. 2 days ago, we discussed one way of observing mind, which is reacting to some object. And because you give an instruction, watch the mind reacting to subject or object, and the reaction will disappear after some time.
See again? But not very good.
I'll try to repeat it. Yeah. You usually say we should watch the mind reaction.
Yes.
To subject, mind reaction. Yeah. And reaction will slowly disappear.
Down,
yeah.
Then come back to the object.
Yeah.
Right.
Or to watch the mind reaction and not let it disappear, to be able to learn from it.
Mm.
And in this second case, I tried several times. Sometimes, even it's watched as a natural process.
Yes.
Sometimes these reactions are quite heavy.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
And when it's running long, it could be tiring even.
Yes, is so suffering okay. is there, right?
So, do you recommend to be careful not to be too tired and change the subject, or it's better to stay till the end when it's
for
stopped?
You? For you? No. Continue.
Continue.
Let suffering.
Okay. Okay.
How
okay.
suffering?
No, no.
How much he torture you? Yes.
A lot.
Okay? Right, because you know how to watch. You know how to watch, right?
Yeah.
So come, challenging. This is challenging.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good. Fine.
That defilement, how suffer, how torture do you? You need to understand that much.
Yeah, because it happened once. Right. I've been really tired. It lasts days.
This is a two way. What do you want to learn? I try to tell you that yogi is a watch the reaction first. Reaction come down to come to the pain.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
means is we try to learn from the no reaction and reaction then how to see the pain.
Yeah,
you need to see the reaction and object.
Yeah.
Well, this is I want to understand. Yeah. Now you are under. We want to understand is reaction only. Yeah. So you need follow this reaction. How this is going on.
Yeah.
This is depend on your one you want to learn.
Yeah.
Many ways, right? Yes.
Yeah. Good. Once I've been very tired, so this is what I'm asking. And I finally stopped to have a rest because it took days. So okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Thank you.
Sometimes too relaxed not good. Sometimes suffering good.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a question about talking meditation.
Yes.
Because it's easier for me to listen because then I can see my intentions and everything, my feelings and
you're
so on.
Less but activity, so easy to move away.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking is you are leading.
Yeah.
You are start to act, uh-huh. do something, yeah? Action. Talking is action. Listening is passive.
So
that's why more easy to listening, be aware. But at action is more step. The mind more step. So awareness is a little bit difficult.
Yeah, that was
many
my question.
Many steps, right? Yeah.
Too many, so many intentions
right.
while
yeah.
talking. So I find it
whatever,
more difficult.
Try to watch okay. yourself and first you need to aware yourself and talk.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. I also wanted to share maybe a little bit weird experience yesterday. I had actually I was a little bit confused after that because it was not in formal meditation. It was when I was leaving the room, and I was I think I was aware, but I was not. It is about
I think or you think or you know.
Well, I was not
this
focusing.
This is different, no? This is different. You think is you think. It's not sure. You think is not sure. You know it's sure. So go on.
Yeah.
We look listening the story. Okay.
Yeah, it was. I was not focused. I was not focusing. So
okay.
I was.
That means you know already.
Yeah.
Why you say you think?
Yeah.
That means this is a depend on what you are talking. That you have idea, you are very sure or not sure, confident. This is depend on your talking. I can read your mind.
Yeah.
If you say in your voice, your show your mind state already. You are not very sure, but you know already. Okay, so you are not focusing. Okay.
Because the experience was very strange, so I'm not sure. Because I basically saw, I was seeing. Yeah, I was aware of the seeing. I was aware of some motion.
Right.
And actually, in front of me was my roommate, but I did not see. I didn't have any object. I was not focused.
Yeah.
So he was looking at me, and then I realized it was him. Mm. I was already closing.
Door?
The door, locking the door.
Uh-huh.
So basically, it was something like missing in the perception. I saw him, but I didn't have the object. I didn't have the concept.
You saw him, but you don't have a meaning.
Didn't have the meaning.
You don't have the mind not concept. Thinking about the concept.
Yeah.
And don't get a meaning.
Yeah.
Right, right. That's just see it, but no meaning.
Yeah.
Because of the mind is more attention to the something. The mind is more attention to some object.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the mind cannot think about this object. That's why you not realize who he is. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's not it doesn't usually happen. So it was after.
Oh. This can happen many times. You more aware. You more aware. You can see many experience.
Like this.
Yeah, the concept of walking, the mind concept is doing. For me, one time I go and look at the pagoda. I stand here and I watch the pagoda. I know the mind attention is a which. I know this. I go to the pagoda and come back. Only this place. I look, turning and look, totally different perception. Very strange. The mind, first time, the mind cannot recognize this thing. He recognize his attention and his marking is other things. So the only this face, this picture, this place, but very different. This is a perception walking. So you can see slowly the mind. You more aware of the activity of mind, then you more understanding about this mind, how to walk. Right. One time the perception walking wrong perception. One monk he eat, there's our monk eat the bowl, right? Monk bowl, there's a garbage pan. He put the banana to skin like this and put the bowl, then skin must be go to the garbage bin, right? He take this, do the banana to the garbage bin, and spin the skin to the bowl. Then after that, then we are like, I beside him, I look at him. Yeah, passage. The planning is working the same, but perception is working as it's working wrong. Then he very, very surprised himself because awareness also, there is awareness there, but he's not very aware. Korean man. So funny. My brother do like this. He's a doctor. Every time he do, and through the no finger. Injection, right? Injection box. Not through the finger. Injection bottle, right? Then take it and they suck the how to say tube. Yeah. But the throw away is must be the take off the this one, right? But many times, this is the mind walking is not very well. Okay, come on. Now, after 4 or 5 days, you need to share the experience.
So, my sharing, where to begin? I just don't want to talk too long. There was too many situations what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe one of the most important for me was that somebody was talking about it that happened, that he see a reality, or let's say, just for example, two realities, the process of nature,
mm-hmm.
and the conceptualizing mind, let's say it. And I very fact that
you are very fast.
Fast?
What I see?
Yeah. Yes, so I will try to let it be slow down a little bit.
Slow down, full
okay.
fast.
So, but when I try to concentrate, that is why it's now it's not working at all. Both think.
Okay.
Yes, a bit schizophrenic now. Yeah. So. That is why I also don't know how to share it.
try. Go,
yeah.
Go,
okay.
Go,
okay.
Go.
Okay. So the difference between the natural process.
Yes.
And its understanding in the meaning of wisdom, all and right. not in the meaning of conception.
Concept.
Because I aware effect that I thought that I just understand the nature, but there is still conceptualizing mind trying to understand.
You know the concept also, you reality both.
Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah. And I felt that there is too much of understanding intellectually. I had a very strange experience. Just wanted to say that it was tomorrow for 4 hours in the morning. At first, I was feeling very well, but there came a strong anxiety, and I was thinking that I'm aware of it. That it is okay. I'm still aware, but it was stronger and stronger. And then
what stronger awareness?
No, anxiety.
Anxiety.
And fear. Yeah.
And
then I simply realized that I was not aware at all, even if I not was thinking about it. I was living something. I thought it simply that I was aware. I think I was sure.
Sometimes people are aware also, the mind have a chance to think the story, then the defilement is increased. Awareness is also there. But the mind also chance to think the story. It's still happening, the thinking about story, then the defilement is not go away immediately.
Yeah. Maybe what followed was that I simply, it was a little bit just coming into the reality. I simply aware, Jesus, I was still so craving. And I was back in the reality. Yeah. And
you craving become problem, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe then my first feeling was I have to put off all my intellectual understanding of Dhamma. It is stopping me, and I was feeling very very pleasant in the reality. Normal, not pleasant, but
you stop your intellectual understanding. You stop
conceptualization was simply over.
Let go. Okay.
I went to do meditation sitting, but I was totally exhausted.
Yes.
After 20 minutes, I have to go to my room.
Yeah,
and I was simply absolutely exhausted, but it was better and better. And then I feel really relaxed. And,
yes.
And that came a problem. I simply wanted just to be observed, aware, but right. I feel that I go against the reality. That maybe I feel well in the reality if I'm not doing simply nothing. I simply don't know how to call it. I feel really very pleasant. I was sitting for the whole day. I was on the bench, and I was thinking that it's simply fine, not
simplify,
doing nothing.
Yeah. Do nothing, right?
Do nothing.
Yeah, right.
And I was, and that is what I was.
Okay,
to ask,
I understand what you mean. Yeah. Okay.
I simply wanted to ask about these two realities of simply be in nature or in observing also the conceptual level of reality, because always when I see something or feel or catch and see the process, I usually, when I wear it, there comes some warp or understanding.
Right.
And I found out, maybe just a little bit inside, is it's disturbing me.
Yeah, so don't think too much. You notice, then shut up. And that's finished.
Yes.
Now you understand what this is disturbing too much. So you notice, they stop.
Yeah, and it's normal to see it only because I see a little bit like dual reality.
Too much talking, too much noise, So simply watching better. Yeah, right. Sometimes I need to encourage yogi, if your momentum is coming, 4 or 5 days, sometimes you need to stop meditating. Don't do anything, just sit. Then you can see the reality, nature is working, you can realize. Otherwise, people are always busy to do something, you cannot see the nature is working. Okay? Yeah. Sometimes you need to stop, what's happening? That's all. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you're aware, not naturally doing, and stop meditating. See how. Then, if you have a moment, then they do their job. If you don't have the moment yet, then start again. Try. sometimes you need to check the moment that is there or not, right?
I can ask.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. And I was in, let's say, in this situation, and even if I wanted then, when I was a little bit calmed down, wanted to continue my practice, I simply couldn't begin. Because even if I just wanted to do something, I saw this intellectual level or this conceptualization of anything.
Yeah.
I simply wanted not to do nothing.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask, because I was very aware in this doing nothing, simply how to continue.
Aware. Right? If you're not doing nothing, must be nature is working. Right? If you're not, nature is not working, then the awareness not there, so there's a problem. Defilement must become. Yeah. Right? Don't do nothing mean it's experience. The watching mind must be do something. Right? Working something or not. You need to check. If they're working, you don't do nothing. If they're not doing, you need to do. Right? Depend on your strength, your awareness strength. You need to check. Then how to go? Then you realize how to go. If you have a momentum, follow. If you don't have momentum, try again. Right? Mm-hmm. When my teacher said, "Don't resist anything, don't create anything," one of the students, he meditate, always fall down. Boom! Oh, what happening? Boom! What happening? Then I asked, what happening to you all the time? The whole city, you fall all down. The teacher said, don't do anything. Don't create anything. Don't create anything. Don't resist anything. I don't do anything. So then the normal awareness, the no effort, all the time, boom, boom. Right? So this is, he said, meaning don't create anything about experience. Awareness must be present. That's why we need to check again when it's present or not, right? Sometimes we need to think about just thinking. Don't try too much force. Just thinking, what am I doing? Naturally, awareness is there, right? You are thinking about your mind. You are thinking about mind. Awareness to the mind is naturally coming. If you're thinking about the physical object, the mind already aware of the thinking. This thing, awareness come already automatic because of reminding. What happening in my leg? You think this way, awareness already where the leg, right? Yes.
So the best way is to ask questions about mind in the situation.
Yeah, this is my teacher teach me what the mind knowing. I ask this question, then I know everything. In the beginning, it's aware the breath, aware the rising, falling, where this, where that, where this, where that, very tired. Then slowly I have momentum. Then he told me, what's the mind knowing? Then I ask myself, that time I brush the teeth. I aware the whole body. Yeah. Then I ask, what's the mind knowing? Very light. Finish. Then nothing to do. I know everything. Because the momentum is there. Right? And also you know the mind, how to watch the mind. So finish. So this, if you're more understanding about practicing, your practice must be slowly changing, not like kindergarten practice, rising, falling, all the time, come at zero, rising, falling, we are in, out, in, out. You cannot, in kindergarten, you cannot grow up. Right?
Yes.
Next time, start again, rising, falling. If you're more understanding about the practice nature, your practice must be slowly changing. Like a high school learning, a kindergarten and high school and graduating, learning process different. Right? Not all the time easy to get. First, finish. Right, yeah.
Maybe just the last one to this topic. My last feeling, maybe such association which came, was about the Buddha teaching. And it was simply idea that finally he simply put off all this technique he was doing. He simply put all of them, aside.
Aside?
Buddha did it simply. He tried all the techniques, but finally he said, simply they can't help me. I have to simply go into the nature.
Oh, because he is skillful.
Yeah, naturally. Right. This was simply an association.
When he's skillful, no need to...
Yeah, like, and that is why I want to ask, because I was aware of this idea, simply. Yeah,
right.
Because I simply felt that my all my
If you have a strength, you have a momentum, you have a skillful, Stay with the nature. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Like in the toilet, no need to force.
I remember this.
Okay. The nature walking itself. Don't try to go to toilet. Don't try to sleep. Nature already do itself. Yeah. Because of we are not understanding nature walking, that's why we not stay with the nature. We are personal involved. That craving all the time involved to do something, this something, that something. This is a mind walk. Meditation is a mind walk. This mind is become stronger and stronger. Nature walking itself. Okay, so good. So meditation is simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not complicated. Because the defilement make complicated. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But I found today with strong anger, there is some activity like telling myself, come on, step back,
yeah.
Relax,
yeah.
Use this kind of activity.
Yeah, you should do this. How to step back, how to relax?
Okay. I don't know. Yeah. While saying step back, I'm stepping back.
How to do? There's a right view, right understanding, right thought must be there. There's a nature, right? You think about this is nature, this is object. Because of this understanding, you can step back.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Relax, become relaxed. Because of right attitude, right view, right understanding, you become step back, relax. Because in the some Mahayana practice, they have this attitude. Step back, let go, and another one is something. This is understanding level. Wisdom is there, they can do, let go, and step back. This is wisdom can do. But sometimes he told me, sometimes I can do this, sometimes I cannot let go. I cannot step back. What happening? Actually, this is a wisdom nature. When you are relaxed, peaceful, wisdom present, then you can do. But if you have a craving, aversion, the defilement present, you cannot let go, you cannot step back.
So
right?
What do you do then?
Yeah. Huh?
What do you do then?
Huh? What do you do then?
Yes.
So watch that. You need to change your mind, the right attitude, thinking about right knowledge. You need to call back the wisdom. Where's it come from, wisdom? Knowledge or intellectual? You need to use this first, then watch your defilement. Right. If defilement go away, then more easy to relax. That's why I said, don't forget to think right view. This is more important than awareness. Without right view, you cannot step back. Interesting. Now. People more understanding properties. So discover, continue discover. Found out, discover, and notice. Very good.
When you go to bed and want to sleep, not in my case, but if the state would be advanced, during this, what kind of sleep would it be if a good meditator...
Going to the lying down to the bed and sleep. Not just lying down to the bed and take the... don't try to sleep. Lying down and stay, and better is some awareness there. Don't focus too much. Huh? If you're too alert, also cannot sleep.
Can you sleep with awareness?
Yes, 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 yes. Because the lying down is a long time you lying down, effort is naturally less and less and less, and slowly you sleep. Because the mind already calm when you're aware. A few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, slowly. Because the body is supposed to is related to the mind. You no need to support the body. So effort is slowly relax.
During the sleep.
Huh?
During the sleep.
Huh?
If you can be aware during the sleep.
If your momentum, awareness is a momentum have in the dream also he practice. Yeah. So before sleep also you need to maintain awareness, because when you are asleep, you are not aware and defilement become body. Because of the whole day, you are practicing continuously, the defilement no chance to come. When you are stopped meditating, then defilement come very good because of relax. Then dream, or a lot of defilement come. Even the whole practice, you practice awareness there, but sometimes in a dream, also defilement become body because you are not aware.
The defilement becomes body?
Party.
Parting.
Yeah, party. Pay the party, yeah? Okay. Sometimes wake up, oh, already suffering already. Because of the whole day, you have no chance to come the defilement. So when you are asleep, that time you have no guard. So defilement sometimes in the body, in the dream, they make whatever they want. So my teacher always teach me like this. Do you remember last mind before sleep? And do you remember first mind? Do you wake up? First mind you recognize? Oh, try. Long time cannot. I try to remember last mind. So aware. Then I don't know what time sleep. What? Sometimes use a lot of effort to try, look. Very tense, cannot sleep. Very interesting. I try many times, but and let go to enough. I'm not trying, cannot do this. And continue practice. If the mind become momentum, then I naturally realize. Because awareness is there. And I wake up, I recall last night what state of mind, and remember last thought. After this thought, then black out and sleep. And wake up is the most interesting. I wake up is a many step. Many step is happening. If you wake up, the mind know the mind first. Mind door first. Five sense door is far away. One time I recognize in the dream, I wake up. The feeling is suffering. The some aversion. Wow, that time feeling is so obvious. The whole one to me, very obvious, this feeling. But to continue waking up, I know that five sense door is coming. This feeling become more small. When I notice the mind state, this feeling is so obvious. I notice the five sense door, this feeling becomes small, very small. Because he shared many things. Many objects, many five sense, six sense door, you share the six sense door, then the object, the feeling, mind door is become slow, small. When start to wake up time, mind door is so obvious. That's why wake up time, mind people are very calm. He know the mind calm already. Sometimes I ask yogi, the sound coming, alarm, you pay the alarm and wake up. Because of you here, you wake up, or because of you wake up, you're here. Huh? There's a waking, when you wake up, the process is happening. If you can see the whole process, how to be wake up, very interesting. I'm not meditating that time. How to meditate? You awake, sleep and wake up is very natural, very nature. That time, how do you meditate? You cannot think about meditate. But that's the nature must be walking. Very interesting this state.
Yeah. Sero, what time is best to go sleep? When I do last walking meditation, before I go to sleep, I feel very heavy, and cannot decide if I should go sleep, oh, because still I can note something.
Yeah.
Be aware of the touching at least.
Yeah.
Still there is something. So is it beneficial to
Continue?
Yeah, continue like this.
If you feel body tired, you need to sleep. Check your body tired or not. The body tired is you should be asleep. If your body tired, naturally the eye like this. So if you too much awaking also, this you don't know. The mind so nighttime is like a natural process, no? If you focus too much, so the mind so alert. So that time you don't know this tired or not. So better is a normal time, sleep better. Normal time. When you sleep? Not right? Every day, what time you sleep?
At 11.
Huh?
At 11.
11. So 11 sleep. Finish. If you... if you enough time, if your awareness is good, only he when he know, 4 hour, then he wake up. Naturally. They not sleep. If your awareness wake up moment, they cannot sleep long time. Very sensitive. A little bit, then wake up. 4 hour is enough to sleep. Because of awareness and wisdom, is it cannot sleep long time. If you sleep long time, the mind is become not clear. When you wake up time, then start to wake up.
Thank you.
I think 11 is enough. Yeah, the whole day meditator is, you can sleep, no problem. The whole day you are aware, continuously. Sleep time, sleep. Wake up, start again.
But at home, I wake up at 7 in the morning, not at 5.
Too much. This is too much. Because you need to remind yourself, because of you, 7 is a breakfast time. So you already have idea. The mind has some idea, breakfast time to try to. So you need to think about 4 hours enough. Actually, 4 hours enough. You need to alarm the bio clock. So you need to think about if you 11, 12, that 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours enough. So you need to make alarm. No need to clock alarm, bio alarm. You think before you sleep, I wake up decision. Auto suggestion, eh? 5 a.m. I wake up. 3 times, 4 times you focus and think. After that, forget it. The mind naturally he wake up 5 a.m. Too much. 7 is 8 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, at home lah, not here.
Not here.
Oh, I think here. So if you are at home and you're very tired, bodily also walking. So you can sleep 8 hours, no problem. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Here is, you know, we are not very tired, right? No job, right? Body tired, because sleep is because of our body. Yeah. Or in home, I think here. Oh. If you have a job, you need to sleep 10, 11, that's enough, right? Before sleep, then aware and sleep together. If your awareness goes quite well, naturally, then slowly sleep better.
If I wake up, it doesn't matter here or at home, let's say at 4 or at 5, and I feel alert and well.
Enough.
So I should go...
No, don't go back to sleep. Don't go back to sleep. Then if you go back and sleep, what happens and you see?
Yeah.
Because then naturally the mind wake up is normal. Then you are craving, laziness. Because of defilement, you sleep again, wake up, become drowsy.
Yeah. Okay. So even if I'm at home, I'm working normally... And let's say I go at 12.
If you alert the mind, wake, you can see the body, how much you fresh or
okay.
Not.
So
right? Mm-hmm. Better is that sometimes you can continue meditate if you have a time. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Maybe just to the topic, what colleague says. And but sometimes I found out that this is quite... complicated to find out if I'm tired or if this is just sankara or some illusion. I was sometimes thinking
body and mind.
Yeah.
Your mind tired or body tired? Mind tired because of defilement.
Yeah. Also body. I have
body tired because of you need to use a lot of action, right? Body tired, you need to rest. Yeah. If your mind tired, you need to meditate.
But sometimes it happened to me when I observed the bodily
mind
sensations.
Mind tired, you practice, then become recharged.
Yeah.
Very obviously. You meditate, then you become fresh.
Okay.
So. So, enough, I think. Next time, right?